We all have a purpose, and the mindset that we have really determines how we are able to fulfill that purpose, reach the people we need to reach, and generate the income that we want to generate. We do all these things if we attach the right mindset to the right purpose. So that's what we're going to get into on this episode, where I'm your host, Mark Gabberti. We're at Breakthrough Success. Our guest is the founder of Grow Together. He's a podcaster, content creator, and entrepreneur who helps people and businesses change the way they think to unlock their true potential and grow. So our guest who joins us is none other than Luke Burrows. Luke, welcome to the show.
Man, awesome. So happy to be here. Thank you so much. We were just talking beforehand about how a couple of months in the making this. So finally happy to be here, man, and hopefully deliver some value to your audience.
Yeah, this was definitely a couple of months in the making behind the scenes, just making this interview work. So I'm definitely happy to have Luke here. I'm definitely happy to have you here as well, whether you chose to listen to us while driving, while exercising, while doing, all the different things you could be doing. Thank you guys for choosing Breakthrough Success. And we are here to talk about how can we have our mindset really align with our purpose and get those results. So I'm wondering if we could just start by going into some of the basics. So what would you say are some of the things we could do to strengthen our mindset so we're able to conquer the challenges in front of us?
Yeah, I think one thing for me definitely is kind of that mindset that if I say like nothing lasts forever type of thing, I think sometimes when we're in those challenging situations that we kind of feel like, oh, you know, this situation is going to last forever type of thing. And then we get overwhelmed and stressed and, you know, and then it's just like that negative circle. But I think if we're able to take a step back and reflect on the situation and know that actually, yes, right here, right now, I'm going through a little bit of a sticky patch, whether that's building a business in my personal life, whatever it is. But the situation now, like, it's not going to last forever. And realizing that, you know, that you kind of have the power, the choice, whatever you want to call it, to take certain action steps to help you to overcome that challenge. Like, you're in control, you know. So I think that's definitely, for me, something that I've learned and something that I share is, okay, you know, you're facing a tricky challenge right now. We all do, you know, we all do. And so I think what separates people, you know, those that kind of break through and those that don't, is that realization that just because you're facing a challenge right now doesn't mean you know you're going to face it for the rest of your life or something, where sometimes I think when you're in that situation, it can definitely seem like that.
Yeah, and that's a great point Luke brings up, because it's not just a matter of thinking positively. It's also a matter of what do we do when the challenge comes at us. And it is important for us to think that these challenges come and go in cycles. And it's just like that stock market mentality, because, you know, there's a lot of volatility going on, a lot of downward motion. That's the theme right now. But the idea that, you know, like, stock market long term, it goes down, it comes back up, it could take time for it to go back up to where it was before. But similarly in our lives, like, you know, we have a challenge, it goes down, as long as we keep following the course, we're just going to go back up. So like, if you sell stocks at the low, you know, that just hurts you a lot. But it's similar to when we face challenges, where when we are at our low points, just keep going through and know that there is that light at the tunnel at the end where this challenge goes away. But it really comes down to putting in the work to make that challenge go away. So How can we continue to put in the smart work even when the challenge could be so big we may not feel as inclined to put in the work?
For sure. I think breaking it down into smaller steps, for sure. And might sound a bit cliche or kind of shared a lot with fellow entrepreneurs and podcasters and content creators, but I think knowing your why ultimately as well, and then, because I think that why and that bigger purpose is so important, you know, because then when you're facing those difficult challenges, you can always kind of go back to that and remember that, and that can help you to ultimately keep going. But in terms of doing the work, absolutely, you know, like, nothing's going to change if you don't take the actions to, you know, make it change ultimately. So I think breaking it down, for sure, breaking it down even into like daily steps, you know, daily, weekly, monthly steps, like how big, you know, however big the challenge is, you know, for some it could take a lot, you know, a while to, you know, overcome that. So I definitely think breaking it down. And then also, what are like the actual tangible things or the actions that are going to help you to overcome that challenge, you know? So for example, if I'm facing a business challenge, checking my emails is not going to, it's not going to be an action in my business that's going to help me to face whatever challenge I'm facing, you know? So then I think being aware of, okay, what are the actual actions that I'm going to take, you know, so that accountability in that, or responsibility, that are going to help me to overcome this challenge and move me forward, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, that's a really great approach to have those smaller steps in play, because I feel like when it comes to challenges, we can often think about just this big picture stuff. But if you don't get into the small steps, you don't really have an action plan. It's like saying, I'm going to publish my book, which, you know, that's the goal that people get intimidated by. When I say, you know, just write 500 to 1,000 words per day, do that for 1 to 2 months, you have a book. That makes it a lot less intimidating than saying, just go ahead and publish this book and put it on Amazon. And what's going to get you to finish that book or finish any challenge, because some challenges are like business, others are personal and really deep. What's going to get you through is you figure out that purpose. Why do you get up every day? Why do you keep doing what you're doing? And if you've got that fire in you, then that's just going to help you power through any challenge. And I think the big issue with a lot of people is Luke really points it out where he says, you know, think about your why. That's something a lot of people say, but people don't think about their why. You start with why, but you don't, you know, keep thinking about the why time and time again. So how do we keep our purpose in our frame of mind during all the stuff we're going through?
Great question. For me, you know, and so I think people ultimately have to find what works for them. But I think for me and what I share is that reflection time, that reflection period. I find it super important and super just necessary, ultimately, you know, to have that time where you detach and focusing on the moment, reflecting on the good and the bad and what you can do better. And I think through that reflection time, then, you know, just like remembering ultimately your why and the purpose for why ultimately what you're doing, and then taking the lessons from that reflection as well. So I think reflection, because whether it's you know, in life or in business, I feel we can get very like caught up in just doing and doing and doing in taking action, which obviously action moves us forwards, like I was just talking about, but I also think that has to be time. So I reflect weekly, that time to detach and go, okay, so what am I doing? What's working? What's not working? And then, okay, so the stuff that's working, like focus in on that, because that's moving me forward towards that bigger mission, that bigger goal. It's moving me forward to my why, my purpose, whatever you want to call it. And then what's not working, you know, what's maybe holding me back to, you know, that bigger purpose or to that why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I really think reflection is a powerful tool to help people to identify, you know, what's working, what's not working, like I was just talking about, but also bear in mind or just kind of also like connect with that why again. Like I think I feel sometimes when we can start something, like say we start with that why, but then through like whatever it is, we could get lost for some reason, you know, or go off path. And again, reflection can help you to bring you back to, okay, why am I doing what I'm doing? What is my bigger purpose that I'm moving towards? For me also, things like mindfulness techniques help, just because I feel even with reflection a bit, like you're focusing here on the moment, you know, and not getting caught up in kind of the future or the past or whatever it is. And I just believe when you're able to focus in on the moment, it's powerful ultimately.
We've got more great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from our sponsor.
Have you wanted to train your dog but didn't know how or even where to begin? The book from Northern California renowned dog trainer and author Steve Ryder. From Sit to Gun Dog is the resource you have been looking for. From Sit to Gun Dog has been a year in the making. This must-read book was written for anyone looking to train their next hunting or family companion. From basic obedience training to hunt training, From Sit to Gun Dog takes you every step of the way. Steve Ryder has always said that beside every well-trained dog is a happy and proud owner. From Sit to Gun Dog is perfect for every dog owner and makes a great gift for the dog lovers in your life. From Sit to Gun Dog, from author and dog trainer Steve Ryder, is available on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and the website dogsofthefeather.com. Available in hardcover, paperback, and Kindle editions. Order your copy right now. From Sit to Gun Dog, from author and dog trainer Steve Ryder.
Reflection is one of those big things, and I do feel like Luke brings up such a great point. We're so busy, we're so caught up, but those are the moments where we feel like we're working hard, but it's like, are you working hard or are you just running around in circles? And when you do reflect, you think about your purpose, and you also think about what are the key objectives that I'm going after. That's when you can achieve meaningful progress rather than a superficial progress that makes you feel good, but in reality, you're stuck. In reality, you are going around in those circles, and that reflection is so important for more people to embrace.
For sure, for sure. And I think how people reflect, like I was talking about before, find what works for you, you know. So some people might reflect more by writing things down. Some people might reflect by, you know, if they have a team around them, you know, to have those discussions and reflect more in group, you know, like with your team. Or, you know, some people might reflect through, I don't know, through like voice, or like speaking into their on their phone, on like the voice memo app or something. Like whatever way how you reflect, I think it's about a way, you know, like find what works for you, because, you know, we're not all writers and kind of write things down. So yeah, ultimately, you know, my thoughts there would be definitely to find what works for you. But yeah, reflection is a very, very powerful tool and something that like I say, I use weekly, but you know, people can use it daily, right? You know, reflect at the end of your day. So yeah, I just really, really believe in it. And I think it's a powerful tool, like I say.
And the interesting thing about, I mean, reflection's great. And Luke was obviously, and all of us, we could say this all, we're not reflecting. Like that's not the first thing we do, but that's something, you know, whether we read it in a book or we listen to it on a podcast, like Breakthrough Success, boom, you are able to effectively add that to your mindset, add that to your activities that you're doing. And it's great to learn, it's great to add things to your mindset, but how can we add things to our mindset and our activities and what we're doing without losing the foundation? So like right now, I've got a really good thing going for me. I wake up at around 6 a.m. I run 2 miles. I do another run later in the day. But it's like, if you were to add like an upper body training, does that ruin like the thing I have going for me? So how do we add stuff without killing off the foundation by mistake?
Great question, man. I think ultimately if something's working for you, to double down on that for one. And then I think on top of that, I think like the ability to not judge yourself almost. Like if something's working for you, like really double down on that. Because I think, you know, I kind of face something similar a bit, I suppose, in terms of like you always want to grow and improve and add things and that. The reality is, you know, we have certain amount of time in the day, you know, and you know, when you're running a business, or maybe listeners, if they're working a job and kind of all the other commitments, like you can't do everything, right? So find those things that do work for you, go really hard, double down on those, but then you still want to see that growth and that progression, right? So I think then not having the ability to judge yourself, oh, you know, so-and-so is doing this, so-and-so is going to the gym, you know, like I feel like I need to do that. Oh no, I'm not doing that. I judge myself. I feel bad. Cycle go repeats with negative emotions and thoughts and everything. So I think finding ultimately what works for you, because like you say, like you may be more of a runner. I'm more running that than go to the gym, and that's fine. You know, as long as within that, you know, we're doing some sort of like exercise, because that's important, you know, then that's fine, you know. Then maybe within that, within our thing, we then improve, and you know, instead of maybe 2 miles, you know, it's like 2.5 miles, 3 miles, etc., and you improve in that thing that's working for you. Ultimately, I think it's a unique situation. People need to look at kind of their own lives, but I think, you know, if something's working for you, go really hard and double down on that to see that growth. But you know, I'm someone who keeps an open mind, right? So maybe in a month's time, somebody would want to then try out the gym and, you know, go down that path as well. I think ultimately, don't judge yourself, you know, for not doing something, because you know something's working for you. Again, like you can't do everything. You've only got a certain amount of you know, hours in the day, and it maybe find creative ways. If you did want to do both, you know, maybe I don't know, Monday to Friday, you it's like running, because we're on this theme, right? And then the weekends it's like gym or something, like whatever it is. So I think there's definitely ways around it if somebody is facing something similar to yourself, and you know, it's like, okay, how do I, you know, I've got this what we're working for me, I want to add to it, how, you know, what does that look like? Maybe find creative ways. So I don't know if that answers your question, man, but that's kind of my thoughts on it.
Luke said something very important, because I don't want people to listen to this episode and think I got to wake up at 6 a.m. now and do 2 miles or go to the gym, because it's what works for you. And I feel like that's the one thing so many people miss out on, because they'll talk, like a lot of people talk about their lives and stuff like that, is if that is the thing that, like, people take that as the thing I need to be doing to get to the next level. Like those 2 miles, somewhere in those 2 miles and running and workout and work ethic, like, I'm going to like make my 6-figure business, 7-figure business, 20-figure business, something like that. But it is this idea where you want to get clear on what it is that best works for you, and then doubling down on those things that work. And when you do double down on the things that work, you are saying no to a lot of different things as well. And that's not a bad thing. Just really, once you figure out something that works for you, like when I, like, my preference for eating food and stuff like that, once I find something that tastes good, I don't really deviate too much. I just keep doing the stuff that works rather than try too many new things.
For sure. For sure. And, you know, I mentioned on there as well, like for me, I'm exactly the same. A part of what I suppose maybe is like a part of how I'm wired is always as well keeping that open mind. Maybe if something comes along, you know, for, you know, whether that's an opportunity in business, whatever it is, but actually finding what works for me, laser focusing on that, and then kind of keeping that sub open mind that if something does come along, you know, that then I, you know, could dive it, you know, dive into that or add that to what I'm doing. But right, you know, so, you know, I think, you know, I'm someone who also shares kind of that aspect as well. Because I think having a closed mind is not necessarily a good thing, so maybe finding the right balance. But yeah, for sure, man, I completely agree with you. I think find something that works for you, because there is a lot of comparison. Like, oh, he's doing that, so-and-so's doing that, I need to do that to go to that next level. And it's like, well, no, like if you're going to do something, do it for you, not because, you know, your friend down the street is doing it, or, you know, Tony on social media is doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you do it because for you, and then, you know, whether that's building a business, whether that's going for that run, whether that's whatever it is, you do it for you, not because somebody else is doing it on social or somebody else you know.
And that also speaks to the idea, like, don't compare yourself to people. And I feel like people naturally compare themselves, and they compare themselves to the wrong people. It's like you compare yourself to like the most successful person in your industry, and then here you are just getting started. Like, comparison is really bad. But I do feel like if you take this advice to heart, Luke and I have been given, where you just figure out what works for you rather than doing what the other person tells you to do, that's where you're going to realize that the only person you're supposed to be competing with is yourself. And that's where the momentum is going to build in the direction that you want to go, whether it's, you know, run faster or just have like the business that you want to have.
For sure. For sure. I think that comparison really keeps people stuck. It kind of comes back to like that judging yourself as well, in terms of, you know, oh, he's doing this, or they, you know, they're doing that, I'm not. You judge yourself for it, like, why, da, da, da. You feel really bad, and it just then goes into that cycle ultimately. So I think how people, I think like with things like that, and with most things actually, it's just like that awareness, like when you start to, okay, notice that you're comparing yourself, whether that's someone on social or someone down the road from you, like whoever it is, I think when you're able to raise that level of awareness to, and just catch yourself in that moment, I think that's the first step to change ultimately. And then maybe ask yourself some more empowering questions in that moment, like, well, why am I comparing myself? Or, you know, some other questions that can really get to the root of why you're doing that. You know, I think that's really important, because when you're able to also identify why you're doing that, I think that's also a powerful opportunity to then change it, you know. So yeah, I think, like I say, that comparison really, really, really does keep people stuck.
And I mean, there's just so many things that can really hurt people if they don't have the right mindset in place and just focus on themselves on that individual level. And learning, as you are doing by listening to this podcast, is just one of the many things that's going to help you grow. Another thing that's going to help you grow is to keep following Luke and his work, especially if you guys enjoy this episode. So Luke, I'm wondering if you could share with us, where do we go to keep following what you're doing?
Awesome, man. So people can connect with me online under my username. It's the same on all platforms, from Facebook to Instagram to also on TikTok. I am actually so it's at Real Luke Burrows. And if they want to learn more about Grow Together, then they can go to growtogethernetwork.com. And yeah, and so like through Grow Together or through my socials, then people can check out like some of my podcasts and that. But yeah, I'm always always love connecting with new people, new like-minded people, just providing value and helping people in whichever way I can, really. So yeah, please reach out if you're listening to this episode. Would be good to hear from you.
Awesome stuff, Luke. We will have those links in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure to have you here today.
No, thank you, man. Pleasure's all mine.